Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You right here at WCWP.org. You are listening to Ozzie and Harriet Enters Essay Contest on Glamour. So hopefully you really enjoyed that old-time radio segment and had some good memories come. So our first two segments were very interesting. We spoke to massage therapists and licensed acupuncturists and regarding CBD oil and trying to get a handle on what that is and what it's all about. But the bottom line is, if you're even remotely thinking about it, you should definitely speak to your doctor. And, you know, especially if you're on other medications, you really need to speak to your doctor about anything like that. And the next guest was Peter Busacca, who wrote a book, How a Nursing Home Works. And we actually got a signed copy of the book here, so we can have that on display somewhere at our Project Independence office at CGM. So if you're interested in taking a look at it or ordering it, you can go ahead and do that. And now it is time for Talk of the Town. Do you have like a sound effect?
I wish. We could make it.
And Christina Liu is also known as the Christina Liu Half Hour, where we talk about all the things that are happening at the town. And we do go rogue, though, at times, I have to say, Hal. So, Hal, thank you for being the co-host today.
Sure. It's always a pleasure.
It's great to have you here. And, you know, you always have those great questions that really kind of make you think, and you really, you know, really significant questions. So we really appreciate you as a guest and, you know, also being part of the Project Independence radio show. So we're grateful that you're here and that
I'm always happy to do it.
And that's good because, you know, I'm sure Christina will have you booked soon for another one. Mm-hmm. And we have a special guest here today who actually is not going to be talking, but she is an observer, although she's welcome to say hello at any point. And that is Fran Bach. And that is Mrs. Bach. That is the lovely wife.
That would be Dr. Fran Bach.
Dr. Fran Bach. Thank you for that correction. And wow, maybe we will have you on the radio show next time.
Put her on the spot.
Yes. Sure. So
I'm game.
It's always so nice to have Hal, because when you have Hal, you also have Dr. Bach come too.
Yes.
She always comes along.
We work as a team.
Yeah, that's great. And it's so lovely to see. So so great to have you here for our Talk of the Town.
Thanks so much. It's always interesting.
It's great. If there's anything you have, you know, we're talking about the town of North Hempstead, which is the town you both live in. So if there's anything significant you could think of, we'd love to hear it. And just jump in whenever you want, because Christine and I are just going to talk. So okay. What is happening in North Hempstead, Mrs. Lowe?
Well, it's certainly nice to be back. We had our two-week hiatus, so it's, you know, it's really nice to be back on the show. And we really came back with a bang.
Two
informative. You know, both topics are certainly overwhelming topics.
Yes.
In different ways, obviously.
Definitely.
And, you know, it's certainly, we were laughing because we were saying we could really talk about each topic for hours to kind of just get, you know, to the crux of things. But it was a really informative segment. So listen, you could do your CBD and then, you know, see if you need to go into a nursing home after. Who knows?
Don't make that decision, though.
That's right. Always check with your doctor. I think that's
right.
Certainly
right.
Important to always do first and foremost with anything that we talk about here.
Right.
But yes, it's a great show. You guys are doing a fabulous job. I'm excited to also have Dr. Fran Bach on. Did you two, I mean, I love when a couple's on. This is my own. I'm going to have to veer off. Starting to veer off.
I know what you're going to ask.
We're going
to Valentine's Day.
How long have you two been together for?
In November, it'll be 57, 58.
Oh, wow.
58 years in November. 58.
Married?
Wow. Married,
absolutely.
Yes.
Married.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, no, I was going to say, if you were together for, you know,
oh, we were
together.
We went to school together.
Yeah, we went to college.
Oh, where'd you go to? Where? Where's
that? NYU.
Oh,
NYU.
Nice.
And,
is that how you met?
In NYU?
Yeah, that's right.
Ah.
Absolutely. We met in a journalism class. Well, we met at the student newspaper.
Oh.
But I saw her in a journalism class, and I said, You know, I have to investigate this.
His reporter skills came in.
Investigative reporter, I got to investigate this. So thank goodness that worked out.
And so how did that work out? Tell us
well,
more.
Fran and I were freshmen at NYU, and in your freshman year as a journalism student, you took a course called Communication Arts, and it's about 100 students, or at least it was, and I walked in, and I saw this beautiful young woman in the front row. Aww. And I thought, my God, look what they have here at NYU. what a wonderful choice of college for me. But my first day at NYU, I found the student newspaper because I knew what I wanted to do with my life. And it took Fran a while before she got to our newspaper, Square Journal. And after that, everything fell into place for us.
Oh, that's lovely.
Wow. And Fran, for you, is that the way the story went, or just it was a little
Well,
different?
I was so nearsighted. I always sat in the first row,
right.
And I think he always sat in the last row. So I had no idea he was there. But he was in the Air Force ROTC, and I used to see him in his uniform. And
oh,
just
and that's there
so
we go. Oh, there we go.
That's what did it. So I had to go find where he hung out, and that was the student newspaper.
Oh, I love it. So wonderful.
That's such a great story.
That's a good one. I'm glad. It's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
I just love hearing about it. And you guys have children?
Yeah.
We have a son who's an attorney in Washington, D.C. He works for the National Labor Relations Board.
Mm.
And we have the two greatest grandchildren you could possibly imagine.
Aww.
And we're very proud of both of them. We love them. And
how old are they?
My grandson is 19. He's going to be a sophomore at Virginia Tech.
Oh.
And my granddaughter, who, I don't know, I could talk about her for the whole half hour.
Aww.
She's going into high school, so she's 14. And she's a skilled clarinetist. Who plays in what county orchestra?
State youth orchestra, county youth orchestra,
wow.
High
wow.
school marching band, whatever she could find.
And she plays the clarinet.
She plays the clarinet.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That's fabulous.
Great. Wow. So some talent there. Musical. You got writers. You got
these,
attorneys. Doctors.
Two.
Our daughter-in-law is an author. So she's also a very talented
wow.
writer.
What does she write?
She's written a couple of young adult novels, and now she's into, I think they call it flash fiction, which is very, very short fiction pieces that she publishes on the internet a lot.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
That's interesting. Yeah. What a talented family. You guys did great.
Thank you.
That's thank right. you.
Good job.
And
good
it
job.
All started at NYU. So
yeah. Thanks to NYU.
That's right.
Oh, nice. Are you both from the island originally?
No, I grew up on Manhattan on the west side.
I grew up in the Bronx.
Oh. What high school did you go to?
James Monroe.
Oh, okay. My parents went to Taft.
Okay.
Both
sure.
of them. Yeah.
Sure.
But I went to high school in the Bronx. I went to Bronx Science.
My uncle went to Bronx Science. Yeah.
Great school.
Yeah.
Great school.
Oh, Uncle Arthur.
Oh, Uncle Arthur. I know Uncle Arthur.
Arthur went to Bronx Science. That's
right. Wow, well, it's great to hear your story and a fabulous example of a fabulous couple in Project
Lovely.
Independence.
Sweet. Thank
Lovely.
You.
You know, it's
you.
Really, it's very nice to hear. It's, you know, forget all this town North Hampton
I know,
stuff. That's
that.
Really, just
yeah,
throw these favors
in the town.
I just want to hear about your story.
A little bit, not much. Maybe some concerts, a picnic, I don't know. All right, so the good news is, though, Fran and Hal, is that the Project Independence is having their fifth regional Aging in Place conference at Harbor Links in Port mm-hmm. Washington. And this conference started in 2011. And the original conference was at Hofstra. Mm-hmm. And then the next three, did you guys come to the one at the Yes We Can Community Center? Were you involved with that
one? I don't
think
so.
The next three were there. No, the next two were there.
And then
last year
Park.
We had it at the New Hyde Park Inn, and this year we're having it at Harbor Links. And we have fabulous, you know, guests. We have a keynote speaker who's Dr. Maria Carney, and she is with Northwell Health.
Yeah, we've had her on the show before.
She's terrific. They've got all kinds of great things coming up, and she's going to be talking a lot about that. At there, and they're our platinum sponsor for the Aging in Place Conference and also the health fair at Fun Day Monday, which is always at, you know, the North Hempstead Beach Park. And, you know, I just always, I want to give a shout out to Northwell for their constant sponsorship and partnership, because they also are our nursers, our community nursing. All the nurses come from Northwell, so we contract with Northwell for the nurses. So, and that's a good
thing. Yeah, I mean, so there's a panel, if you've been to any of our previous conferences. So we always have panel presentations. You know, we're going to have a couple of different representatives from the VA to talk about. There's all these different changes going on. So they'll talk about entitlements, because a lot of people aren't aware necessarily what they may qualify for. If you're a spouse of, you know, there's all different things. And of course, the hot topic of Medicare 2020 updates.
Yes.
Which is certainly something that is complicated. Speaking of
it's
complicated
so
things.
So complicated.
And really, you know, it's so important to kind of, everyone's different, and to reevaluate, you know, what your plan is. Things change, what you might be. You know, there's so many different aspects to that. So we will certainly have some great speakers on that. And of course, our endless vendors.
Yes.
We really look for amazing vendors in the community and try to have a quite a diverse mix as well. So stay tuned, because we'll be certainly giving a lot of information throughout the upcoming things, because it is on Tuesday, October 29th, from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you need to register. We're already starting to
get
registration.
Registration.
So
register.
Call 311. Or 869-6311 for that.
And we will not talk about the fall anymore.
That's it. Right, that's right.
What's happening next week here?
Well, next week we have a very exciting show, because we've had Kate Beckman is used to be on our show a bunch of times, because she was involved in different arts and performances, and she's musical, but now she's got a new role over at the Patient Family Partnership Council. At LIJ Valley Stream. So she's going to come on with the director over there and the coordinator, and they're gonna, just going to talk. They're also from Northwell, mm-hmm. and talk about the patient and family experience and how hospitals are kind of trying to start gearing these kind of programs. So that should be an interesting topic, and to see Kate Beckman in a different role,
okay.
because she's had you know, some medical things gone on. So now we have a great organization, which I'm so excited to have on. It's called Umbrella Network. It's a help-at-home program. One of my dear best friends actually does part-time work with them. And it's really a great organization that it's a service for seniors. You pay a membership fee, and then there's all different categories of jobs that fall under it. It's really just so great, and I hear my friend Tony, he tells me all the stories and the relationships he builds with the seniors, mm-hmm. too, or it's absolutely lovely. So we're going to talk about that. The CEO will be on, and of course we'll have, you know, Old Time Radio and Talk of the Town. So.
Otto Loos will
yes,
be
the fabulous,
taking the role that...
that's right. The fabulous Otto Loos will be on.
Yes, taking over the
so
role
please,
for Hal Bach.
So please tune in, because that should certainly be quite the informative show. We also are well into Fun Day Monday.
We sure are.
It's. I heard last Monday was very nice. I wasn't there. I was at the first one.
Yes, you were.
Which was Fun Day Thursday.
Because Monday it
rained. And I want to remind people that if it does rain, they do it on a Thursday, the Community Services Department. And it's just so great. There's all different performers
right.
each week.
The first Monday, so it was raining. It was kind of drizzling. The weather wasn't great. We set up to start, and people were calling 311 and being told that it was going to happen. And we were all gung-ho. And then, of course, around 8:30, it started raining. But it wasn't bad, and the supervisor called it off. She said, you know what? It's not worth it. The grass is slippery, and it's just not a comfortable day. So we did... at that point postponed it. Unfortunately, we had some seniors who came, people came anyway, and we had to explain to them, you know, it's really sometimes we try to call it by 8:30 so people know to plan their day around it, but we weren't able to. But it was a good call. And then Thursday we had
a really
nice day,
beautiful day.
And then Monday that just passed, that was our second Fun Day Monday, and it was warm and it was a packed day. It really was. A lot of people are coming to these things. We had over 1,000 people. We ran out of chairs. We ran out of tables. We also do fitness classes there. But you know what? We're going to talk a little bit more about it when we come back. We have about 30 seconds left to break, and you've been listening to Project Independence and You.